Let's go to Elliot Friedman. Our weekly visit, Hockey Night in Canada, 31 Thoughts, brought to you by Maui Jim Sunglasses. The view's better from here. No view for Randeep, but he gets... like, who's the softest guy at Hockey Night? Who's the guy that's always begging for time off?
Well, I would just say that it's not even a guy at Hockey Night. In our chain, those guys, Walker, who work in Calgary, they're on vacation every week.
I do know that Dean Boomer Molberg gets like 13 weeks holidays or something like that.
And I think Warner gets 30.
He gets 6 months.
Yeah, those guys, that's why Calgary's in a recession, because nobody's working there.
That's true. Work harder. That's the way to get out of a tough economy. More work. How are you doing?
Not bad. How are you guys doing?
Good. Except I don't know why. Well, you tell us why. Because this happens every year. I get it, closer to the trade deadline, but we all get back post-New Year's, and now everyone and their dog's talking about Alex Edler. It does feels like it's happening a little early this year.
Well, it's not really. I mean, it is 7 weeks to the trade deadline. You kind of have to make up your mind, right?
Does it have anything to do with, I mean, they just played in the hub. They just got their doors blown off by the Toronto Maple Leafs. They lost Elias Pettersson for a couple of weeks. Is it more of it's a reality check time for Vancouver, and we know where we're going. We got to decide what we're doing.
I think it's more than that. I mean, the fact you're playing in Toronto and all that, it helps. But the fact is you guys are in the race. And, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and look, like in the Pacific Division, you think Calgary's getting in, you think San Jose is getting in, you think Vegas is getting in. And then you're looking at those wild card spots. And, you know, Dallas, everybody thinks they should be better than they are, but Minnesota doesn't scare anybody. Anaheim doesn't scare anybody. Edmonton doesn't scare anybody. You guys don't really scare anybody. Who else is in that mix? Chicago. They don't really, I mean, they've got some great players, but they've kind of lost that aura, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of all sitting there and you're saying, who scares you? Like, who are you running away from and running out of the race? So the answer is probably nobody. So all these teams are around it and you want to stay in it. And all of a sudden you're looking at Edler and you're saying, okay, we've got to make a decision one way or the other. And people are asking him the question. Does he stay or does he go, or do they keep him? And you guys know the history better than I do. He's shown zero inclination to leaving Vancouver. And when I spoke to him last week, he reiterated it. He wants to stay in Vancouver. So, you know, this is where we are. Here's a guy. He's got the hammer. He's got the no trade clause. He wants to stay in Vancouver. I'm sure they're going to talk to him about an extension. And, you know, the other thing, too, is he's played great. And, you know, like, maybe people might want to say, oh, we're not good enough, let's push the rebuild down. But if the team wants to sell tickets, you'd rather be in the race. You know, look at all the, I mean, you've had some excitement breathed into your franchise with Pettersson. You know, I think the other thing, too, is, you got Pettersson fifth overall just because you don't get a top pick, and you guys have had no luck in the lottery. Just because you don't get a top pick doesn't mean you can't get a hell of a player. Now, it makes your chances more difficult. We all understand that, but you've proven it could be done. I don't know. I can see the case that they're going to keep him.
Elliot Friedman joining us, as he does every single Tuesday right here on Sportsnet 650, a presentation of Maui Jim Sunglasses. You said since the start of the year on 31 Thoughts that people would be asking, and that's part of the allure of the Edler conversation, is the return that he could fetch, which is why Canucks fans are so interested in the conversation. The other guy, of course, is Chris Tanev. How much interest is there in him right now on the market?
Well, to me, the question is almost moot. If you're not trading one, why are you trading the other?
Again, because you're wanting to recoup some sort of asset.
Well,
some
wait
here.
A sec. The thing is, look, put it this way. If you're keeping Edler, and him and Tanev have played really well together, if you're keeping Edler, why would you trade Tanev?
Well, part of it, Elliot, has to do with the fact that maybe you would trade Edler if he didn't have a no-trade clause. And Chris Tanev doesn't have that luxury.
Well, but the thing is, it's more about the philosophy.
I wouldn't
think of it the way you're thinking about it, Scott. Like, okay, I don't get that. Like, okay, we're not going to trade Edler, and we're going to sign him, but we're going to trade Tanev. Why would you do that now? You could do that in the summer.
Yeah, and they may do that, and maybe there would be interest then as well, Elliot. But you know, at this time of year, sometimes you can fetch a better return than you can at other times of the year.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. You know, in the summer, you might have more people interested. You know, first of all, half the league right now is not trading futures for Chris Tanev. Now, look, I mean, you could get a great offer for him, and you just decide, look, there's no way we can say no to that. Okay, it could happen. But there's more teams going to be involved later than there are now. And Tanev is playing great. Like, his value could be higher now because he's playing well. I get it. But I'm looking at it from a philosophical point of view. And don't forget, you still have 7 weeks, so you've got time. If you're out of the race, then all bets are off. But if your decision at this time, right now, is to re-sign Edler because he's playing so well and you're in the race, why would you trade the other guy now?
We keep talking about this race, and listen, I think the Pacific and the West is a little down, and Vancouver's spot in the standings has been a pleasant surprise, but they've played more games than anybody else in the National Hockey League. I'm not convinced that management's decision process here has anything to do with, yeah, but what about playoffs this year? Like, I really don't think I
disagree with you.
I think you want to be competitive. I think what winning is always good. You want to sell tickets. You don't want to go into some weird, you know, death spiral at the end of the year. We've all lived through those things. They're ugly. I just don't know if decisions are being made based on, yeah, but, you know, what happens if we get in? Like, I don't know if even the most optimistic.
Why not?
Because they're not good enough. Like, you know, they're not good enough. They're just not.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, Andrew, you're in the race right now. You don't have to do anything right now.
Oh, you have time. Now, you have time.
Exactly.
Certainly.
That's the only thing I'm saying is you have time. You have time. You don't have to make these decisions right now. Who knows? Depending on how long Pettersson is out, it could be all over. But the fact is, right now, why are you making these decisions?
Well, and that's...
Now you've got people excited. Now, it sucks that Pettersson's not playing. I totally get that.
Sure.
I mean, he's the reason a lot of people are buying tickets to go to games. But, you know, right now, there's probably more of a chance that people are interested in going to games right now, even without Pettersson there, because at least the games mean something. Like, let's be honest. Let's go back 4 months. How many people thought games in January are going to mean anything for the Vancouver Canucks?
Not many, especially coming
okay.
out of that preseason. I certainly didn't.
So this is a bonus. Why cut your bonus off at the knees before you absolutely have to?
No, but nobody's asking if they're trading either of these guys tomorrow, Elliot. We're asking if there's interest
in
on the market, because other teams that know they're in the dance and want to augment their roster, they make phone calls in the weeks leading up to the deadline, not only in the hours leading up to the deadline. So we're just wondering if there's a market for these players right now.
There would be interest. I would guess that the market for both players is higher than it probably would have been earlier. Like, at least the interest. Actually, I shouldn't say if the market is higher. I shouldn't say that. I'm sure the interest is higher. I'm sure there's more teams looking at Edler and saying, than Tanev looking and saying, okay, than there were earlier. But you're still limited now because how many teams are out? There are more teams out than we thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
So even at best, how many teams do you think out there, and it's a bit different for Edler because he's a UFA, but for Tanev, how many more teams do you, if he continues to play the way he's playing, and he's playing great, do you think you'd have more teams interested now or more teams interested in June?
For the Tanev, I mean, it's intriguing, right? I look at a team like...
It's not intriguing. There's an obvious answer. Do you have more teams interested now or more teams interested in June?
Well, there's the question of amount of teams, and there's the question of you know, market discrepancy or like how much you're getting.
Market
too, right?
Discrepancy? What are we doing, taking economics 101? No. Come on.
Okay, but
if
who's desperation,
teams,
right? Desperation.
More of a market.
I look at... I know, but what is the market worth? Like, I look at the Toronto Maple Leafs, for instance, right? And as time goes by, a couple things are clear. They need a defenseman, right? Preferably a right-handed shot one. We all know that. And and with all the contracts coming up and entry-level guys going into big deals, this year you take the next 5 or 6 years. This year is as big of an opportunity for the Leafs to go super deep more than just as much as any other year because they'll never have this much buying power, so to speak, right? They'll never have, you know, this much space. I wonder, we've seen desperate teams before, and this isn't me talking. This is almost echoing just what the fan base says here, right? They don't get luck in the lottery. They want to have one of those deals, right, that we talk about for years in the sense of,
well,
I can't believe they hit that home run.
But you guys might want that. But what do you think you're getting from Toronto?
I don't know. That's why we have you on. We're asking you. I don't know. Listen, here's the problem, too, with a team like Vancouver who's been in the doldrums for so long. This has always been the conversation. Well, trade this guy for a first and trade this guy for a first. And if you're a bad team, generally speaking, teams aren't scrambling for your players, right? That's just what happens with bad teams. And frankly, I'm shocked they got a sixth for Anders Nielsen. Edler is such an intriguing guy to me. Because for the first time, and I know, listen, they got a prospect for Burrows, and you know they got a project for Yannick Hansen a few years ago. For the first time ever, I think you got a guy who has an expiring deal, who doesn't make a lot of money, who's playing some of the best hockey of his career in Alex Edler.
Yeah,
that's a guy that you could finally get that dream rebuild trade that people talk about. Could you get a first round pick for him? I think you could. Right, and so
I think you could too,
and so that's why we keep talking about it.
But what is a first round pick enough? What else do you want?
I think if you pull, not that they matter, you pull the fan base, they pull the trigger on Edler for a first round pick right now. But there's
that's
this,
it.
Sure.
Oh my God!
Sure.
You can't be serious.
I'm serious.
Really? That's enough? Walker, if I ever have enough money to buy a team, you are not going to be my general manager.
Hey, this isn't even my opinion, right?
Whose opinion is that?
I
would hope you would get more.
I would guess. Hey, listen, when this market yings, I generally yang, right? That's kind of been the thing here, and I would say that we'll put up a Twitter poll. I think 90% of Canuck fans right now would take in the 20s first round pick for an expiring Alex Edler.
I would hope you could do better than that.
That would be news to the, or that would be wonderful news to the ears of a lot of Canuck fans. I think that,
you know, I gotta tell you, I think Edler's playing really well.
He's playing great.
I mean, but yeah, I think he's playing really great. I mean, I would hope you could do better than a first rounder in the 20s. Mm-hmm. I would hope you could at least pluck a prospect out, too. I mean, defensemen are hard to find, especially guys who are playing, you know. Look, Dougie Hamilton is going to be out there, and Carolina's looking for a score. He's got 2 years left, and they might get it. Now, I understand that Edler doesn't have term, but I would hope that, I mean, a first-round pick in the 20s, look, you look at all the guys who've done a lot of work in terms of draft picks and what their value is. It's not a lot. Now, I understand he's a rental. I would, I would hope you could, if he keeps going the way he's going, I would hope I could get a pick and a prospect, or a pick and maybe a young player. I would really hold out for that. That's the whole thing. You've got to create an auction, right? And I can't see, if Edler's available, that there's only going to be one team going at him.
Elliot,
I don't know.
You just mentioned Dougie Hamilton.
Tanev, okay, so wait a second. So let's hold on a second. Let's talk about Tanev. Okay, he's got another year.
Yes.
What's acceptable to you here?
I mean, I put them, number one, I put them in different categories because I'm not as crazy about Tanev as other people are, and I think Edler's playing unbelievable, and I think Tanev's had a nice little run. But if I'm another team, I don't like that extra year. I'm not convinced he can stay healthy. So I don't know.
Wait a
second.
Hold on a second. You can get, now he's a first pair D in Vancouver, and he's probably, you know, he's a, and you know what? He could be a first or second pair D anywhere else.
Who's
and
that?
What's
Tanev?
He making four? Yeah. What's he making? 4.5.
Yeah, about that. A little less.
So if you're getting a guy who can play in your top four for 4.5, in this NHL, that's pretty good. Now, I understand you may only get him for one more year, but that's good.
I think the lesson in all of this, and it's what people want to hear, is that, you know, those guys are well thought of around the league. And I don't necessarily think that's always been the case with a team that's in 27th or 28th.
No, you know what? I think those guys have both had really good years. You know what I think this year has taught us about the Canucks? First of all, Pettersson is much better than anybody thought he was going to be.
Correct.
That's the number one thing that we have learned. Number two, that, you know, you guys still have a bit to go, but you're probably in a bit better shape than a lot of us thought. And that some of those veterans that were signed to contracts that a lot of your fans hated, they stabilized your team because they're in positions where they can, I mean, they can play. They might not be superstars, but they're solid, decent players who can go into a spot and go on the ice and they can solidify things. They may not be superstars, but they're critical guys on a roster. They fill out places on a roster. Now, and I think some of your guys have had really good years. And I think the biggest question, I said it last week and I'll say it again this week, is what does this say to your ownership in your front office? Like, are you looking at Quinn Hughes coming next year and saying, all right, we've got another really young, talented piece, and you know what? I think we want to take a chance for the first 40 games of the year to see where we are, just like this year.
Hmm.
And I, you know what? I guarantee to you that question is being asked in your organization. Why should we tear it down when we might be better than we thought?
He's Elliot Friedman, brought to you by Maui Jim Sunglasses. We got to run soon, but we did want to ask you about Dougie Hamilton because that was out there today. And it's him again, right? It's the same guy.
I don't know if it's him again. Like, I'll be honest with you, because I was the one who reported this on Saturday. I don't know if it's as simple as that. You know, he scored goals in three straight games, but he only played 13 minutes the other day. And in his last 12 games, he's got three games above 20 minutes. And he's got three games below 16. Like, they've got four right-hand shot D, and for some reason, he's kind of the odd man out a bit. I'll tell you this. I don't think they're going to deal him unless they can get a score. If they can get a score, they might deal him.
He is Elliot Friedman, our weekly visit. We're not going to misquote you, but there's a lot to dig in here. We're going to do that over the next couple hours. We appreciate the time, as always.
I hope people in the Canucks organization aren't saying, oh, my God, you said we can get more than a first-rounder for Edler.
That's exactly what they're saying. You kidding me?
I got to tell you, like, I think the guy has played really well right now. And if they do move him and he's playing like this, I think he's going to have a lot of value.
They are crossing Walker off their GM search list in the future.
That's true. Although I did, although I did meet Sean McVay once, so that puts me right to the top of the list. Well, I don't know.
Geez, you could coach the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, I see. What's the you serve him a Starbucks? You're on the staff. He is Elliot Friedman. Hey, thanks for this. Have you seen Bird Box yet?
Yeah, I did. I got to tell you, like, I don't think I was as impressed. I wasn't as impressed with it as everybody else seems to be, I got to say.
I don't think it's more fun. I don't think it's up for Oscars. It's just fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like, minus the whole people, everyone dies. Yeah, that's other than that.
You know, I like those kind of movies where the bad guys lose or the good guys lose.
Sportsnet 650.